He put a homosexual on
And we're back here. It is Nashville, WWDH Radio's live broadcast from the Grand Ole Opry, 222-2020. Scott Spears, 30 feet away from the front door of the most historic music venue on the history of God's green earth in Nashville, Tennessee. Boy, that was a hard break coming back in. Scott Spears here with Bales, Bailey, Hunt, and this is a WWGH special WWGH Radio Gone Country 2020. How about that, Bales?
Wow. You know what? We got a lot of listeners messaging me at the break.
At this point, I don't even know how to use a computer, a phone. I got a microphone in my hand, and that's about it.
Yeah, a microphone that you threw at me.
I dropped it. I dropped it. We did learn the song that the Grand Ole Opry signs off with every night.
Yes. Are you going to sing it?
Can you sing it?
I don't know.
We tried to rehearse it during the break, and I don't know that it came. Well, you gotta hit me with it. We're gonna talk it through here. This is real live radio. We're gonna talk it through, and then tonight when we sign off, because we're at the Grand Ole Opry, we're gonna sing it like they do here every night.
All right.
Just the end. We're not gonna do the whole song because we don't know that, and we're not singing. Okay.
Okay.
So here, how does it go?
Well, the circle will be
unbroken. By and by, Lord. By and by. There's a better
home
awaiting. This is Nashville. Oh, there's no awaiting here.
There's a better home awaiting.
Awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. And that's how you do it.
All right.
That's how you do it here every night.
I got it now.
Well, give it to me just so I know, because at the end when we go to it, I don't want you to, you know.
I want to save my singing.
I don't want you to mess it up. Which rhymes with another word, the letter of the first word of what I don't want you to do. Go ahead.
The circle will be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
That's how you, and you sing that twice.
Yeah.
And then you say good night from Nashville.
All right.
That's how we're going to end the show.
Okay.
So stay tuned for that. Okay. Because if we don't screw that up, then there is nobody in these clouds, because we're for sure going to screw that up. So stay tuned. There'll be no doubt.
Oh, man. I'm so cold. Your mom said that she should have crocheted us some gloves.
My mom is listening. My mom has never listened to the radio in her life. I've been on the radio many, many decades now, and she's never listened. And tonight, she picks the night to listen. So, hello, Mom. Thank you.
Yeah, my mom's listening, too.
Well, your mom's listened before.
Yeah, my mom listens all the time.
My mom's a newbie at this.
My mom's listening, so hi, Mom. Hi, everybody else that's listening.
Sean, who gets us on the air. Sean Kraft, thank you. Charlie Evers, Charlie, thank you. Beck and Marion Radio Legend. You know, Charlie, I think, drove around little Jimmy Dickens one time.
Oh, yeah?
We learned he's dead during the break, so yeah. I don't think he's here, but I thought he was alive.
Yeah. Tyson's listening, and
yes.
Maybe my sister, I don't know.
Your sister, there's some, Michelle!
Michelle!
Michelle.
Messaged me.
Yes, Michelle, yeah. Beck and Marion, Michelle Whitaker, hello from Nashville, Tennessee.
I'm trying to figure out if anybody else did. Nope.
I'm going to come over to the root beer stand and sing on Thursday.
Yes. Yeah, that'll be funny.
Well, you know, Stewart's Root Beer is a Marian tradition. There's no doubt about that. So Thursday, I'm coming over, and I'm bringing my country, I've stood on the stage here at the Grand Ole Opry earlier. I've stood on that little area, and I'm going to build it out.
Okay. Well, you know what, Michelle, I'm going to need you to record that for me, please, because that will be a sight to see.
I'm going to bring in the people.
Oh, I mean, Michelle might kick you out and say you're not allowed to.
Oh, no, Michelle and I, because Stewart's is opening on Thursday, I believe, is last I heard, and that's a great place.
Yeah.
And there's more we're going to tell you about as the week goes on with that, because we got a little thing going on there.
It is good. I've been there before.
Yes, it is good. So... Well, I wonder if that place has ever been mentioned in front of the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, it has tonight.
It has tonight. You've got that right. And here we are, and it's a beehive of activity here right now in front of the Grand Ole Opry, because in less than an hour, the Grand Ole Opry goes live, as they have every Saturday night since 1927.
It's been like 94 years.
On Well, I just said 1927 on WSM 650 in the AM, and you can listen to that in Marion, Ohio.
Yeah, that's exciting. But let's get down to the real business here.
Oh, go ahead.
You're driving. I'm pretty sure I got whiplash. Pretty sure. I couldn't sleep.
Your eyes were crossed when you left Ohio. You can't blame that on me.
I had to make sure you were putting air in the tires because you apparently didn't know how. I had to check.
I didn't know how to put air in the tire. Who was putting the air in the tire?
Yeah, but you said, can you come check this for me? It doesn't look right.
Well, no, because there was no gauge on the machine. And I wanted to see if the gauge was moving.
Well, how did I check it for you?
You kicked the tire.
Yep.
Looks good.
I kicked it and they said it looks good.
So if we're killed in a hideous accident on the way home, just remember what happened.
But let's talk about you trying to find me. It took you an hour and a half to get me from work. I gave you the correct address and you wrote down the wrong address and ended up over on Sawmill Road, like 2-3 exits away from my work.
I don't recall that, but if you say so.
I work by Total Crossing Mall. You ended up over in Solno. There was 3 exits on 270 that I had to pass, or 2 other exits that I had to pass before I got to Solno Road to come find you and bring you back to my work so I could leave my car for my mom.
Fiddle faddle. I don't know that that ever even happened.
And then I had to keep telling you what the speed limit was so you'd know the speed limit, and I was, first, it was nonchalant. I was just like, hey, you know the speed limit's like 70, right? How fast are you going? And then I was like, okay, look, the speed limit's 70 and you're going 60. Why are you going 60 in a 70?
First of all, I don't believe any of this has happened, to be honest with you. Did you get here?
I did get here.
Have you had a good time?
I got here with whiplash.
Have you had a good time?
I have.
Checkmate. That's all. That's all you need to know.
Well, I'm just saying, it was a bit ridiculous.
Do you realize in 45 minutes I'm going in and auditioning for the Grand Ole Opry, and they'll probably make me an honorary member tonight?
In 45 minutes, I'm going to eat over at this aquarium restaurant.
The aquarium, which is, that's probably about 50 feet away from us, maybe half a football field at this point. It's all lit up. I tell you, darkness has fallen. It is the shank of the evening here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we're enjoying ourselves. Bailey Hunt, Scott Spears at the Grand Ole Opry. WWGH Radio broadcasts live from the Grand Ole Opry. There are no two ways to say it.
Yeah.
You can say it better than that. Gee, yeah. Ooh. You'd have been good during a world war. Germany has just invaded Poland. Yeah. They got the hot dogs done. What's next?
I like to keep it interesting.
Not like that. That's not how you do radio. Not live radio from Nashville, Tennessee.
I had a whole thing that I was going to say, and then it just went blank. I just lost it, so I just said, yeah.
Okay. Did it come back?
It did not.
Well, what hit today has been the highlight? Well, in the last 2 days, really. What's been the highlight?
The Grand Ole Opry today. I will say that was amazing.
Which part did you like the best?
Standing on the stage. Oh, I did like touring the dressing room, so that was pretty cool.
You know, all the old dressing room has really old furniture.
Yeah, but it's so pretty.
But it's really old furniture.
I don't know, but whenever I get a new house, like my own house, I want to build myself a dressing room that's just like a big closet and has one of those vanity mirrors with all the lights around it. Oh, that's what I want. I should have been famous. I would have been such a good famous person.
Well, you know, famous takes a combination of luck and talent. And
I don't have to
either. We're coming up short on both ends tonight here. And we are right now sitting on the outskirts of Nashville. I wonder how the Grand Ole Opry moved from downtown to the outskirts. Think they got a tax break or something?
I think they just needed a bigger space, and there's not a lot of space in downtown Nashville.
What goes on at the Ryman Auditorium now? We were down there by Tootsie's Cafe last night.
Yeah, but I think they still do concerts and stuff at the Ryman. And I know they do tours from like 9 to 4 every day.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, did you?
Brochure.
Isn't anybody down there taking a tour?
Oh, not right now because it's not 9 to 4.
Are they open tonight? Is there something going on down there tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Let me check.
I bet it's dark down there at the Ryman tonight. But boy, it's happening here at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. They've got star after star after star. Now, one thing that's interesting that I heard earlier on as we were touring backstage at the Grand Ole Opry is that the people who come here to perform drive themselves here. There's usually not any limousines or car services or anything of that nature. People just drive themselves here, and we saw where they come in, little doors on the side. There's a fountain out there, Minnie Pearl's Fountain, and they come in and they go to their dressing room and they do their thing.
Yeah, I don't see a show tonight. I see a show tomorrow. Ow.
Oh, I just hurt my ankle.
How did you hurt your ankle?
Oh, I hit it on the leg of this table.
Oh, my. We're sitting down. I keep getting weird looks from people that walk by.
But that's no different than when we're on the air or off the air.
You're so funny.
I know.
I told you I was going to start trying out a new laugh.
That laugh was awful. What have you learned today about Nashville, Tennessee?
That people like to match their significant others. That people wear some of the weirdest stuff. Let's see. Oh, this woman in front of me at the mall earlier was like, ha! That was so funny. That was her laugh, and I was like, what in the world is this?
Who said it something funny?
Her significant other was beside her and said something funny. I don't know, but it was hilarious that her laugh. I laughed. I learned that the pretzel place has a big bucket of pretzels, which is amazing.
This is really fascinating material. We're talking about Nashville stuff. We're talking about country stuff. You're the big country aficionado.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You didn't learn anything. You toured the Grand Ole Opry. You toured the country.
We've already talked about everything that I've learned.
Well, you didn't know what the closing song was until a few minutes ago at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, but I didn't know what it was called.
You know, a lot of people think it's the Grand Old Opry. It's the Grand Old. O-L-E. I'm looking at the sign right now. Grand Ole Opry. You know what I'm saying?
Michelle says it sounds like you've already been drinking.
No, this is as tight a broadcast as you're ever going to get. This is steady. This is a steady hand on the wheel here from Nashville.
Well, I mean, you know what they need right here? I'm going to say, I should go. Do they have a suggestion box, maybe? Because last night in downtown, the one thing that they had outside were these little heaters, okay? If they had these on the patio, that would be amazing right now for people that are waiting.
I learned today when we were listening to Phyllis perform that they don't pay the people down on Broadway to perform in those shops.
Okay, it wasn't Phyllis, it was Fillmore.
Oh, Fillmore, excuse me. We saw Fillmore.
Oh, my. Yeah, they work for tips. But that's wonderful.
I thought the guy's name was Phyllis.
No.
Oh, okay.
Fillmore.
What did he sing earlier on? What was the big song?
Slower.
Yeah, slower.
Yep.
I heard that. I was sitting in the second row.
It was amazing. You know, I've honestly met a lot of country stars.
Not the Hall of Famers. You don't know about them, but the stars, you know. Wait, if this breakfast happens tomorrow at the La Peep, you know, you could be in big trouble when I tell them that you don't know who they are.
You know, don't tell them that. That's rude.
Well, I have to. You said miserable things about these two legends.
You know, I'm going to start telling people that you tell them that they're fat.
Who did that? Who? Where? What? Who did I say was overweight?
Lulu.
Oh, she's enormous. I can't lie about that. I've been in the room with Lulu. We had to change the chairs out when Lulu was in the studio.
That is so rude.
No, it's true, though. Charlie knows about this. He interviewed Lulu. She wore overalls in the studio. Big red hair. Holy moly.
Well, I mean, I don't know her.
Oh, I know her. I met her. We had to feed her. We had to mortgage the radio station just to get lunch that day.
I can't even. Like, I just can't. I don't don't even know how to respond to that.
Here's a fun fact. Lulu can't sweat. She was at the studio in June, and Lulu cannot sweat. She was born without sweat glands.
Peta pigs don't have sweat glands.
And you think I'm rude. That's what you call pitch, swing, home run. There you go.
That's why they roll in mud.
Well, she might have done that before she came in the studio that day.
Oh, my word. You know, that was not how I planned that.
I didn't call her that. I just said she was overweight. I said she had something of a weight problem.
I didn't say that she was a pig. I just said pigs don't have sweat glands.
And Lulu does not have sweat glands. We had to get her a fan, and we had to get her some damp washcloths.
Oh. Hey, I mean, I wish that I didn't have sweat glands right now.
I wonder
maybe
if people
keep my body heated.
I wonder if people can hear. Are you sweating?
No, I'm freezing. I was hoping that maybe it helped keep me warm.
I wonder if people they're playing music on a PA system out here in front of the Grand Ole Opry, and it's Brad Paisley right now. I got that one right. Mark that down.
Yeah. You know what song it is?
I didn't care that I was mad.
No.
I live for every moment like that.
It's a little moment.
Yeah, I do that. I live for moments like these right here.
Oh.
Where WWDH Radio is in the country spirit, sitting in front of the Grand Ole Opry, 2020. What?
I got another message.
Go ahead.
It says, LOL, he's drunk. Tell him no more, LOL.
No, I haven't had a drip of anything. It's dry.
And you know what? I will say, he has not had any alcohol, and he's just mean.
I say that was so awful. I'm giving people facts here. It's like trivia from Nashville. What did I say that was bad? What are people so upset about?
You're being rude.
To who?
To Lulu.
Oh, Lulu's... She was born without sweat glands, I'm telling you. When people used to say, are you sweating it? No, she never sweated.
Oh, my word. Oh.
So if somebody was coming to Nashville, Tennessee, what would you tell them to do? What advice would you give them?
Well, do it for more than a weekend. Because you want to be able to experience everything without having a time limit. You know, you want to be able to take your time and pay the extra to do the tours because they are amazing. It's really, really good things that you get to learn. Not good, I guess cool. I guess good too, but really cool things that you get to learn. And, you know, you just, it's a once in a lifetime experience.
So you feel rushed this weekend? Is that what you're telling me? That's what I took from that whole little spiel there.
No. I'm just saying, like, if you can, like, take the time to really enjoy it and take it in, and come when it's warm.
Take a little time and enjoy the view.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. 30 minutes past the hour here.
Is it really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 30 minutes past the hour, 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. I'm back in Marion, Ohio, here in Nashville, Tennessee, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I bet these people go to bed early here. It gets dark awful early here in Nashville.
Michelle recommends drinking in Nashville.
Well, Nashville is a place where you can get some good libations. But right now, it's kind of a dry area we're in. Grand Ole Opry in the mall.
Yeah, well, I want some booze, but they're like $300.
Booze?
Boots, B-O-O-T-S.
Oh, I thought you said booze. I just said you wanted some booze.
No, I am not drinking. Nope.
Nobody has drank.
I know.
Not even a drop.
I know. I'm not a big drinker anyway, though.
Well, neither am I.
Yeah.
Tell people the story about this morning, and we went down to the breakfast at the hotel. Tell that story. You know what you did with the drinks at the breakfast this morning at the hotel? Go ahead.
What did I do?
You know.
I made myself hot chocolate.
And?
I didn't do anything for you.
Right. You didn't even ask. You didn't say, would you like a hot chocolate?
Okay, look, I'm your co-host. I'm not here to babysit you.
Babysit.
I don't need to get you.
You took some powder out of a packet. You could have put it in some water. That's not exactly babysit.
Yeah, but I don't need to get your stuff for you. You are an adult. You can do your own things.
I had my hands tied. I was doing other things.
Look, I'm not your mom, okay? I am not here for you.
Listen, you are on this broadcast because who is the host and who is the secretary? Let's be honest.
I don't know who the secretary is, but I'm the co-host.
Well, host, co-host, whatever you want to say. You know, there's a lot of paparazzi out here tonight. A lot of cameras flashing and all kinds of things going on in Nashville. Cars galore. It is dark here now. The sky is black, but kind of a nice black because all the lights have come out here at the Grand Ole Opry, and the show will start at the Grand Ole Opry in 29 minutes.
Oh, man, I am freezing.
We've heard enough. We understand you're cold. We get it. Totally understand.
Well, I mean, it's just a hard thing. Like, I just can't get it out of my head.
Do you remember today when I was talking to the housekeeper before we left the hotel?
Oh, yeah, you were sarcastically nice to her.
No, I was nice to her.
No, because I said, I love it when you're fake nice to people, and I can tell, and all I can do is sit there and laugh. And you said, oh, I'm glad that you caught on to that.
Yeah, but what did I say to her that was...
I have no idea.
I just said, thank you. You do a nice job.
Okay, you said, this is not an easy job, but you do it so well.
And she was happy.
Yeah, but I have to laugh because I know you're not even being serious.
Oh, how do you know I'm not being serious?
Because I can tell it in your tone of voice.
What is this tone of voice? Somebody told me the other day that I had a condescending tone of voice. What is my tone of voice?
You always make fun of people.
What? Who?
Me, Abby, Sean, Lulu.
Oh,
everybody.
God. Now you're saying names of people. We don't need to, they don't know. I don't make fun of anybody.
I bet they all agree.
No, they don't. Yeah. I like all those people. Those people are all great. Salt of the earth people. I don't make fun of anybody.
Okay.
God, we're going to have to censor this whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad this isn't live.
It is live.
Oh, man. That's trouble. No, but I don't think I have a condescending tone of voice. I think the tradespeople don't think I have a condescending tone of voice. I don't think that a housekeeper thought that this morning.
She probably did not.
Okay, then I made her happy, and it doesn't really matter, does it?
Nope, not at all. But, you know, you may hurt people's feelings.
Who? You just said I made her happy.
But you may hurt other people's feelings.
Who?
You were sarcastically nice to the hostess last night, too.
The hostess? Where?
At the Hard Rock Cafe.
What do you mean I was sarcastically nice?
You carried on a 20-minute conversation, and all I could do was sit there and laugh because you were not being for real nice.
What did I say to this woman? I was just inquiring on her merchandise sales.
Yeah, I don't remember, honestly, because I really tried not to listen because I was laughing so hard, and she kept asking me if I was embarrassed.
Embarrassed of?
Of you, I guess.
No.
I just wanted to be like, yes, I am.
No, I don't think, because she liked me. I think she thought, are you embarrassed to be here, you know, because last night, I don't want to get into it, but you hadn't washed your hair last night. I think that's what she was talking about.
Yeah, that was a hot mess. Definitely.
There were no pictures last night because there was a hair issue.
Yeah, I needed to wash. Well, I had it curly and then I wanted it straight, and yeah, it needed washed.
The Opry Back Porch Barbecue is here tonight.
Oh, yeah. It says smoked low and slow with a southern soul.
That could be a song. Smoked. I bet Phyllis will probably record that song next.
Fillmore?
Yeah. Fillmore. He was good today. I liked it.
Yeah. He played it like 5 or 6 songs. He answered questions, and then, yeah. It was really nice.
I think he's going to have a hard time
Why?
Well, I just, from what I observed sitting there in the second row of that concert, I mean, he's a nice enough guy, and I think his songs are very good, but he reminded me of a lot of other people. And I think he got to stick out to be a big time deal.
I actually heard him for the first time a few weeks ago when I was listening to like some new country. He just had his first single cut, which was called Slower. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe he'll make
it. Well, no, if he does, all the more power to him.
Yeah, if he does, I have a picture with him.
Right. All I'm saying is what I tried to talk to him today, too, and he was okay.
Yeah. It was nice.
It was a nice concert.
I loved it. I don't know about you. I didn't really care.
Well, it was okay. I mean, it was a country music concert in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, I love country music.
Well, I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying that...
Oh, I know. I was just stating facts. You wanted to state facts about people. I'm stating facts about myself.
Well, what fact did you state?
That I love country music.
And what fact did I state?
That Lulu is big.
Oh, why are you on this Lulu thing? I just told you some facts about Lulu Roman. That's all that I did.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. I'm stating facts now, so
anybody could have been up there on that stage today and you would have liked it. You like country music?
Not anybody. Because there's some people that I'm like, not a fan.
We can make a side bet on if the, I mean, he might, you know, get a recording contract, but I don't think he's going to be Garth Brooks.
Well, he already has a recording contract. Did you not listen to anything?
I think at that particular point, I'd blacked out. I don't know. I went in that room and, the music was playing and something happened.
Yeah, the girl next to me had green hair.
The waitress this morning at La Peep had green hair.
But she had blue hair.
Blue hair.
Yeah. I've noticed that too. There's a lot of people with like exotic hair colors.
I could have taken that tip this morning right off the table at La Peep.
Yeah, the tip from the person before us was still there.
It was.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. They put it in like the... where the sugar and stuff goes, though, so maybe she just didn't see it.
And let me just tell you, I had an English muffin this morning, and they had no apple butter.
Oh, poor soul.
It was upsetting. I'm still upset about it.
Well, you know, I don't like apple butter.
I was having an English muffin this morning, and some apple butter and a spot of tea.
Yeah? What?
A spot of tea.
Are you... from Britain now? Or
yes, I've changed Britain? Ethnicities.
Are you from England? Oh my word.
Did you say Britain? No, not Britain. Maybe England.
I meant to say, are you British now?
Yes, I like the English muffins and a spot of tea.
I don't.
Well, I didn't care. I don't care.
I know, I like
it. I don't care.
I like a good assumption.
You complain. That's the problem. You complain about every little piece of food that comes on the table. I don't even know why you order it. You complain, oh, this isn't good.
What?
This is too spicy. This isn't, I don't like this. You take these green beans, they stink. Why would I want them? They stink.
And you tried it and you didn't like them either.
That's irrelevant to the case that we're making here. Every time they bring food to the table, you have a problem with it.
Well, maybe they should get their food right.
Or maybe you should just stop being so critical of people.
Well, that's a lot of things I can't eat, though. So when I order something and I can't eat it, I want to be able to eat it without...
You've ate, like, the bacon and eggs. You've polished that off, and you covered in Hunt's ketchup, and
I think it was Heinz.
No, it was Hunt's.
Oh.
I saw it. The lady brought me two bottles last night at the Hard Rock Cafe. We're not really sure why, because all I had was fries. But she did bring me two bottles of ketchup. I think I was her extra special friend last night.
Oh, man, I'm, like, dying.
That happened. Were you not there?
I was. I was like, why'd she bring me two ketchups?
Oh, this has been something.
Yeah.
Is it not?
I think my toes have fallen off.
Oh, everything. And the current time now is just about 40 minutes after the hour, so don't forget the big finale coming up in 19 minutes. We're going to end this... WWGH Goes Country from the Grand Ole Opry with the sign-off, the famous sign-off that they've been doing since 1927 at the Grand Ole Opry. You and I are going to do a duet.
Yeah.
Phyllis, wherever you are,
nowhere.
Get under the... whatever. Get under the bed, put your recording contract away, because it's about to be all done away with. He's not a member of the...
No, he's a new artist.
Okay, well...
He was just a songwriter before.
When he gets a thing here, then I will praise him.
Okay. There's some big stars, though, that don't have...
Who?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Well, but... I thought you'd get like a quiz or something there.
No. I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm sure that there are.
I don't know. Dolly Parton's in the Country Music Hall of Fame and Grand Ole Opry. Carrie Underwood is a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, but why do they pick those people?
Because there's no real criteria. That's what I learned today.
Right.
There's no real criteria.
They want someone that's going to...
come back and work for free.
Right, and perform. So that's basically what it is.
That's why they have 7 people perform a night, because they're all doing it, you know, cheapo.
Yeah?
Freebie. Gratis.
And
no dinero. No ka-ching. No moolah. No mas dinero.
Yeah, but it's like an honor to be able to perform here.
When I performed earlier on, I thought it was an honor.
You know, when I was getting the picture, I kind of wanted to touch the microphone, but I didn't know if I was allowed, so I just didn't.
That's the microphone tonight. You'll be able to hear on WSM Radio, 6:50 a.m., starting at 8 p.m.
Yeah. We'll have to listen.
No, we won't. Don't change the dial. There's more great WWGH programming.
We can listen to both, because I can listen to TuneIn for 107.1, and we can listen in the car to 6:50 a.m., because we can't listen to 107.1 at home. Or right here.
Oh, man. It's getting to be the shank of the evening here. It's almost 7 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Yes.
8 p.m. Eastern back there. And I know what's going on with you. You want the food. We're close to that aquarium.
I'm hungry.
You want to go in there and grab a lobster out of the tank and...
Well, not really, because I can't eat that.
Oh, man. A guy just walked into a table over here. Oh, my God. The guy was so drunk, he just tripped over a table. The things you see here at the Grand Ole Opry.
I think I picked the wrong side to sit on, because you're getting to see all the people walking up, and I get to see the opera shop and food truck and empty tables.
My nose is so frozen right now, you cannot imagine. My cannot feel my nose.
I don't know that I can feel mine, because I don't think it's cold, but I don't know. Maybe I just can't feel it.
I don't know. It's cold out here tonight. It's probably in the 30-degree range right now in Nashville.
I'll tell you what it is.
No, it's not. That's not right. I know that's a 40 number right off the bat. Just looking at that thing.
It says it's 48 degrees.
Do you believe that?
Oh, well... I mean, that's what it says.
44 minutes past the hour here at the Grand Ole Opry. If you're just tuning in, man, have you missed a broadcast tonight? Because it's Scott Spears, WWGH Radio Ghost Country, live from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Big time.
You know, this is just amazing. It really is. I don't know where I was going with that.
Well, we're getting in the wrap-up here of the program. We're in the final 15. So we're not quite done yet. There might be Hall of Famers tomorrow, and obviously we're going over to the aquarium when the broadcast is done here tonight. But what has been... Where does this stick out in your life events?
What do you mean?
The questions just get harder from here on out.
You've asked me the same question. Like,
no, I haven't asked you. No, I haven't asked you that at all. We'll go back and listen to the tape. I have not asked you that at all.
Okay, well, where has it stuck out in my life?
Yes.
I mean, it's close to the top.
When have I asked you that in this broadcast?
I don't know.
Never.
I thought you were going to ask me what I like most about this trip.
No, we did that already.
Like
I have not asked you. Boy, you're getting bitter. I'm glad the broadcast is getting close to an end here. We ain't got much time left. I'll tell you what, folks.
You know, my knee is hurting really bad right now, the one I dislocated. I'll tell you. The cold makes it hurt.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's life.
I know. And you're making me walk.
What do you want, wheelchair?
You didn't want to park over here.
You want me to get a rickshaw and have you drug over there to the aquarium?
You don't know how to park next to people. So you wanted to park all the way out at the end of the parking lot on the other side of the mall, not even close to where we are.
Why are you so bitter? You say that I'm not nice. You have nothing but critique everything I've done on this trip.
I'm just, you know what? I'm giving you a taste of your own medicine.
What is my own medicine? I diagnosed you with a couple diseases earlier on.
Hold on, I love it though, because when you're mean to me, people stick up for me, and when I'm mean to you, they tell me that we're funny, and they love the show.
No.
Well,
who doesn't love this show? I mean, who is my mom on people love?
They love it when I'm mean to you, not when you're mean to me.
Well, because I think they think that when I'm mean to you, that you can't take it. But when you're mean to me, I just, you know, I call you out.
Oh, I call you out too?
When was they ever mean to you?
A lot.
Name one time. And you was like, well, I can't name one time because there never was any.
You tell me you're going
to... Oh, yeah. By the way, here in Nashville, I was looking for some replacement. And there's what are you here?
Well, I go for
Really? Oh, really?
It's a thing.
I asked you earlier on if you were in a bad mood and you snap. Now, here's what I would say to that. I would say that if you snap at somebody when you ask them if they're in a bad mood, then they probably are in a bad mood. No, okay, good. Yourself, folks.
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
I've said that like 80 times in the last 2 hours.
I love it.
Good.
I'm surprised you got down here, but I love it.
Why is that?
It took 2.5 hours to find me. And I had to come find you. You told me you were on Salmore. S-A-L-M-O.
What the fuck did I say?
Not Salmore. Salmore.
I think that's what the guy said.
Oh, it was terrible.
I'm reading something. Go ahead. I just checked something out. Oh. I just doing what you've been doing.
Yeah, well, I'm
the host and you're the co-host. We'll get right on that.
And then, looking at what
the producers are saying.
I think I've missed the messages.
Apparently.
I don't know what the producer said. So.
Well, I think they renamed it years ago, the Opryland Mall.
They didn't.
Not what I heard.
They definitely did not.
7:50 Eastern Standard Time. 7:50 Central Control Standard Time.
Yes. We're cutting out really bad.
Who said that?
Sean.
Oh, okay.
Quit playing on your tablet. And
I'm not playing on the tablet. You're doing something on your phone there.
I've been doing something on my phone the whole time.
How's it sound?
Really bad.
I can hear it, can you?
No, it's cutting out.
How bad?
Like, it sounds like...
I've been doing something on my phone the whole time. How's it sound?
It's not
can hear it. It's enough to get through the next 10 minutes. If we've stayed good this long, that's good.
Okay, well, that's the thing. I'm going to turn this down so it's not
loud. Yeah, listening to that on the air probably is not helping the problem at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That threw me off.
You know what it could have been? People sent me a message, and it might have hit the Skype.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
But regardless, we're down to the last 9 minutes.
Okay, well, if you're listening, let us know how we sound now, because I turned my tune-in down, so I can't hear it that well.
It has been an interesting trip, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And this has been an interesting broadcast, groundbreaking broadcast.
All I know is I slept really good last night. I didn't even mess up my bed.
That's a little strange to bring up, but whatever you say at this point.
It was so good. I woke up, you know, but no, for real though, I have not, like, slept good.
That is the weirdest, but why in the world would you bring that up in the middle of a radio broadcast? What does that have to do with anything?
It doesn't. I just want everyone to know that I slept good because I brought my own pillow and my own blanket and I just laid on top of the bed they made. No, I'm going to have to take everything off my bed because I dumped everything out of my bag this morning onto my bed. I don't know why.
I tried to stop you from doing that. I told you you were going to anger that cleaning woman.
Well, it's okay because you said nice things to her, so.
I did. She likes me. I bet I've got extra shampoo and extra soap and all kinds of stuff.
Maybe she'll clean off my bed for me.
I bet all your stuff's in the garbage in the dumpster out back of the hotel.
Well, I mean, I guess we're going to have to go dumpster diving for it.
Well, we certainly do want to thank the Grand Ole Opry for allowing us to come here and do this winning broadcast. And we also want to thank the Country Music Hall of Fame. What an experience that was. And we also would like to thank, in general, everybody who's out there listening and will continue to listen for the next 7 minutes.
Yeah. That's a long 7 minutes. That's how long I had to wait for my
pretzels
today.
That was longer than 7 minutes. They said 7 minutes, but I think it was longer.
It's a long time.
So what's the score on the quality of this broadcast now?
They said better.
Okay, pick back up. We probably just had a... Listen, voices were not meant to fly through the air 6 hours at a time. That's just the way it goes.
6 hours at a time? You mean 6 hours away?
What? Right, at a time. Oh, like right now, our voices are traveling 6 hours. Now think about this. This will blow your mind. Right now, we are sitting in Nashville, Tennessee, talking into a microphone that's going back to a computer in Marion, Ohio, that's going to a tower, up a pole, out over the airwaves, into people's radios and computers in Marion, Ohio, and other places. That's what's happening right now. So you can't expect that to come off perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, that is pretty cool, though, to think about. I really wish you would have explained that a little bit longer.
Wasn't that good? I think people now know what happened.
Well,
you can't expect this to all be apple butter and English muffins.
I wouldn't want it to be apple butter.
I don't care what you want. I don't care. You've been rude almost this entire broadcast. I don't know why. You think it, being a secretary on a trip like this, you would be a little nicer.
Probably because you keep calling me your secretary.
What would you like to be called?
The co-host.
The co-host. Okay. Being the co-host on a trip like this, and a co-host would know that when you ask a question, you got to give an answer.
Okay, well, then ask me a question.
Where does this trip rank in the history of your life?
I've been a lot of places, Scott. And right now, it's about an 8.
An 8.8. That's good.
Yeah, you told me it was a 7.
Yeah, I think it was a 7. Oh, listen to that song that's playing. What's that?
I know this. Suds
in the Bucket. I just had this on Facebook not too long ago.
Sean wants us to say hi to Loretta Lynn.
Well, I think she's in a trailer park somewhere. She lives in a trailer park here now, and I think she had a stroke. But hey, listen, if we make it over to the bad part of town, I'll stop by her trailer park and beat on her window and tell her, give her your regard, Sean. I'll see what I can do. I bet she's got some suds in the bucket.
I cannot deal with you today. Oh, yeah.
What? What was wrong with that? You know she gave all her money away.
I don't know.
Loretta Lynn dresses, she wears doily dresses. What in the heck's that? Have you ever seen her?
Yes.
She was a big doily.
Not in person.
Oh, I saw her in person earlier on. She was with that homeless guy going through the garbage.
You are so rude.
I was born to be a coal miner's daughter.
Are you?
On a hill in Butcher Holler. That's where she is now.
Are you telling me that you're supposed to be a girl?
Yeah. I love this song is what I'm liking right now. Suds in a bucket. What are the odds that the last broadcast out of... what are you doing? What? What? Hey, we're running out of time here.
Sean says she's sexy.
Oh, Loretta Lynn? Oh, my God. The woman's 87 years old and half dead. Well, Sean, at least the nurse will come in and change the sheets when it's all over.
Oh, my word.
Well, no, when she passes away, she's up in 8 years. What do you think I meant by that?
I didn't think anything of that. I'm laughing at other things.
Listen, she's in a hospital bed right now in that trailer park.
I got another message. People are going to jump Scott in Nashville, making fun of Loretta Lynn.
Who said that?
Michelle,
Loretta Lynn is in a trailer park here. She's got her house connected to a pickup truck out in her yard. It's not even one of those nice trailer parks. It's like one of the ones where you got to dump your sewage out in the dumpster.
Okay. Well, you know what? I need you to give me the keys so that way I can get back home. And
oh, she's not the queen here anymore.
And I'm just going to leave you here when everyone jumps you. I'm just taking off.
Loretta Lynn, nobody even knows who she is anymore here. She's older than those people we're having breakfast with tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
They don't know who she is. Listen, you ask any of these kids tonight here going to the Grand Ole Opry, they don't even know who that is.
I know who she is. I didn't know who those other people were.
What do you know about Loretta Lynn?
She sings.
Oh, boy. Well, you ought to write her biography. And she lives in a trailer park. We're getting down to the final minute here. What an interesting event. Seriously, I hope you've enjoyed this broadcast.
I have.
Because this is very unique. This is radio history, breaking history. We've never been in the South, WWGH Radio, doing a live broadcast. We've never been in Nashville, Music City. We've not done any of that, so this is pioneer work tonight.
Well, we should have gone a little further south because I am freezing.
And we want to thank everybody, Sean Kraft, for doing all he did to get us up on the air. We want to thank everybody who's been out there listening, staying tuned to all this. We want to thank everybody who made this possible, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Grand Ole Opry, and everybody in between. We want to thank Bales for coming on the trip, Bailey Hunt. It's been a lot of fun, and the fun is not over yet. And, you know, we're only 6 hours away here. People should come down and enjoy Nashville, Tennessee. Are you ready to sign off? The only way you can sign off from the Grand Ole Opry, WWGH Radio from the Grand Ole Opry.
All right, let's go.
Are you ready? Here we go. Go. What's that song called? See, I knew we'd screw this up. How does it go? Will the Circle. There it is. Okay, go ahead. Ahead. Ready? Hurry up. Well, we got a minute.
Will the circle
be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. For Bales, Bailey Hunt, this is Scott Spears live from Nashville, Tennessee. Have a terrific night and a better tomorrow.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM.